Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather today across Israel is quite pleasant. In Tel Aviv, expect clear skies and warm temperatures, perfect for a stroll by the beach. Jerusalem will enjoy mild weather with a light breeze, making it ideal for a walk through the historic streets. In Haifa, it's sunny with a few clouds, a great day to visit the stunning views from Mount Carmel. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Times of Israel, 5 hours ago, the IDF reports it has killed the key Hezbollah official, Ali Musa Daktouk, responsible for a deadly 2007 attack on U.S. troops. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports from earlier this hour, a peace deal between the U.S. and Iran has been announced by the Pakistani Prime Minister. The agreement includes a cessation of military operations on all fronts. Also this hour, JNS reports that an Iranian general has warned that Israel's air raid in Beirut will not go unanswered. Separately, Axios notes that Iran warns that Israel's strike in Beirut could endanger the U.S.-Iran peace deal. And finally, the Australian Jewish News reports from earlier today on a permanent memorial and support package for the Bondi community, offering reassurance and financial aid. Here's what people are saying online. Ihab Hassan, an outspoken critic, posted just minutes ago that the U.S.-Iran deal excludes Gaza, showing a lack of genuine interest in the region's well-being. Alex Plitzas, a U.S. defense analyst, shared earlier today that he will discuss the new memorandum of understanding between the U.S. and Iran on CNN, emphasizing its impact on Iran's nuclear program. Ariel Ozeran, a regional analyst, commented just now that linking Lebanon to the Iran deal was a strategic move by Iran to gain last-minute concessions, highlighting recent developments involving Qatari negotiators and Hezbollah's actions. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the Times of Israel's report, the IDF confirmed the elimination of Ali Musa Daktouk, a significant Hezbollah figure. Daktouk was previously reported dead in 2024, but recent intelligence suggested otherwise. This development marks a significant blow to Hezbollah's operations, impacting their regional influence. Turning to the U.S.-Iran peace deal, announced by the Pakistani Prime Minister and reported by the Jerusalem Post, this agreement marks a major step towards de-escalating tensions, particularly in Lebanon. As both nations aim to halt military operations, the deal's success could reshape power dynamics in the Middle East. Meanwhile, JNS highlights Iran's warning that Israel's recent airstrikes in Beirut will not go unanswered. This comes after Israel targeted Hezbollah following drone strikes on the Galilee. The ongoing tension between Israel and Hezbollah keeps the region on high alert, affecting civilian safety and regional stability. Separately, Axios reports that Iran cautions the Beirut strike might jeopardize the peace deal with the U.S. This warning emphasizes the fragile nature of the agreement and the potential for renewed conflict if provocations continue. Diplomatic channels remain critical to maintaining peace. And finally, the Australian Jewish News details the funding for a permanent memorial in Bondi. This initiative underlines the support for both the Jewish and broader community, fostering unity and resilience in the face of challenges. Turning to business and markets. First, Ynet Business reports that Teva Pharmaceutical is set to cut 250 jobs at its Israel plant. This decision is part of a broader restructuring strategy affecting its active pharmaceutical ingredients unit globally. Separately, Globe's readers have chosen Quantum Source as their favorite startup for 2026. The Nesziona-based company is pioneering quantum computing technology, combining photons and cold atoms, and attracting significant attention and investment. And finally, Walla Business reveals that TSG has presented an innovative drone defense system in Berlin. This technology, targeting UAV threats, is under consideration by the IDF and NATO, showcasing Israel's advanced defense capabilities. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.